what is today?
Tuesday.
Okay. I thought we had Howie Mandel on Thursday, but I believe he's with us today.
I think he is today, too.
All right.
Don't shake his hand, though.
Why?
He has a thing about shaking people's hands. He has
What's
a germ thing. He has a germ thing.
Really?
Yeah, he, like, gives knuckles. He doesn't shake.
Hmm? So he does the thing with your... Well, what's the difference? You got germs on your knuckles. That's foolish. Right?
You know, well,
I mean, come on.
It's not on your inside of your hand where you'd be putting things on your face or your mouth.
Yeah, you don't pick your nose with your knuckles unless you're a caveman or
unless
something.
You have a really big nose.
What do you use to pick your nose, Roberta?
A stick. Oh.
Nice. Yeah,
my pinky finger.
A pinky.
Really?
And, come on, I use number two.
Really?
No, I
Andrea Metcalf is here, our fitness guru.
She calls
Andrea,
me a lot
which
of
finger
money.
Do you use to pick your nose?
I pick whatever which one you want. I don't know.
Really?
Come
I didn't
on,
think ladies
Andrea,
actually pick their nose. I think
of course
this
they
actually.
Do.
Really?
Any lady who tells you they don't is a lying lady.
I am with somebody. I will guarantee you.
I just said whichever one.
I'm guaranteeing you.
Don't believe it.
I'm guaranteeing you that she
I'm telling you,
picks.
The lady that's in my life does not do that.
Yes, she
yeah,
does.
Right.
No.
And I hate
Around
to tell you,
you,
she probably passes gas, too.
No.
Yeah.
Smelly gas at that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. All right. I think we've had enough of that. Andrea Metcalf is here, our fitness guru. Check out AndreaMetcalf.com and 24HourFitness.com and NakedFitness.com and all those things. So we kind of lost. You were off on your New Year's and Christmas thing. We were doing the 12 days of fitness before Christmas, and then we said, okay, because the 12 days of Christmas are really after Christmas. Let's do it after Christmas. But you kind of got lost in a snowstorm someplace. So how do we make up? We need to, I suppose more than anything else, bring some closure to all that idea. The idea is a great one, actually. And there are like 150 different exercises that you have
500.
Promoted. 500?
500.
500. And what website can people go to check out the 500 different exercises that were part of the 12 Days of Fitness?
Yeah, they can go to fitstudio.com. And as a closer, what's really kind of fun is I started a new program January 1 called Drop 5 in 30 Days, a realistic goal of losing maybe 5 pounds in a month.
Yeah.
And it's all based on 10-minute workouts. And they're all free and they're online, so you can download 6 different 10-minute workouts that target either the flat belly fire or the tush tightener or the hot hips and thighs. And so all those exercises that we had talked about moving up to that point are included in some of those workouts. So that's why I picked those exercises.
So what do you like to do yourself? Of those exercises that are there, what do you think work the best and which ones are Andrea Metcalf's favorites?
Well, a favorite in my book for me isn't necessarily the most easy exercise. It's definitely the challenging ones that I'd probably say, I don't want to do that one, but I know they're most effective. And I'd say my top five are the burpees that we had talked about, where you go down on the plank, you jump your feet out, jump your feet in, and then jump up.
Yeah.
Because those just knock your socks off. The second one I love the most is like a jab cross punching. I love the feeling and the way my arms look after I do a boxing workout. So punching is a great one for me. The third
but if
one,
there's like, no, let me stop you there for a second. If there's no weight resistance, you said you love the way your arms look after it. When there are more and more women who are interested in developing muscle, and there's, you know, you can certainly do that without looking like a man. I happen to think that muscle is very sexy. But is there some way of doing it without weight resistance? How do you do what you've just described? You're not really, there's no resistance there, so how does it help to build up your arms?
Well, speed and acceleration and deceleration actually are very challenging for the muscles and create their own resistance. It's called dynamic resistance. Whereas, you know, a weight, you know that's resistance to gravity and you can feel yourself pushing against it. When you add speed to increase intensity of a move or going really super slow, that's going to also change the overload principle, which is what makes muscles stronger. You're giving them more than what they've had before. So that's how that works.
So how do you, but can you describe or do you have to see it? to make it work. I'm just trying to visualize what you've just described, and I don't know whether it's a hand moving out and turning.
Put your hand up and pretend like you're punching,
yeah.
And now change the speed of that to go really fast, like you're trying to get 30 punches in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And then take it and try and do one punch in 10 seconds, like super slow, like, and then back in.
And when you bring it back in, are you flexing in essence? Is that what happens?
Well, you're tightening all the muscles in the arm throughout the movement when you're doing that punch. Girls, do you get what I'm saying?
I get the slow punch. I get that. I see what you're saying. I don't know if I understand the slow punch, though.
Well, picture that you're just trying to punch through a big thing of Jello. That's how slow you're going. You're tightening.
So does that give you resistance, I guess, is what I'm after?
Yeah.
Okay.
You create your own resistance by bringing in more muscles to perform the movement. Whereas if you just kind of punch the air, that feels different than if you go...
Yeah, see, that's where I don't get the resistance part. If you're doing push-ups or something like that, you're not using weights, but you're using the weight of your body without any weight behind it. I'm having a hard time. I understand you're the expert, and I'm not. I'm just trying to, as I'm doing it here.
Think of it this way. I'm going to make it super simple. Doug, put your hand down by your side and just do a bicep curl, and then let your arm down. And you can feel the intensity of that move. Now do a bicep curl and pretend that you have a 50-pound weight in it and what that would feel like trying to lift it up. Do you feel how your more muscles are working?
Yes, but does it, in fact, without that 50 pounds of resistance, do the same thing to help build up your muscle?
Yeah.
Are you going to get the same value out of it? If that's the case, why bother with weights?
Well, weights are another way of adding intensity and or adding more resistance to the movement pattern. Or
so let's say one is driving along. Let's say a woman or a man's driving along in the car, and they hear a song that's got a good beat. Can they flex to the beat and expect to have their arms benefit from that?
Well, any movement is going to benefit the body, so yes. But the amount of repetition to get to fatigue is what is the...
Right, and that's going to be a lot more if you don't have a weight. If you have a weight, let's say you got 50 pounds, it's going to be take you 8 to 10 reps to do that. And if you don't have any weight at all... You're going to do, what, 100 reps? How much are you going to do before you get the same sort of value?
Well, there's not a black and white answer here. It's fatigue is individual to each person. So it could be 50 to 100. If they were doing it really super slow, it might only be 20 or 15.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
I got it.
So fatigue, if the point is you have to get to fatigue in order to get a change in the muscle. Whether you're using your body resistance, weight resistance, tubing resistance, speed as a resistance pattern, any of those things work. So there's lots of ways to get fit.
No, I understand that. I think in terms of radio, it's helpful to send somebody to a website or to a video or something, or to describe it well, so that then the value of it, I think.
Plus, if we watch you do it, Andrew, then we don't have to do it because by osmosis we pick up the benefits of you doing it. I think.
That's what my clients, they think if I do the workout for them, that they still get in shape. Well, I think it's
benefit,
safe, but they don't get in shape. I don't know.
Yeah. Right. Doesn't always work that way. All right. So Lynn, just in terms of a summary, 500 different exercises at fitstudio.com, and we were going through some of them, but if we were to wrap this up, what was the success of this, do you think, over? Do you have any way of measuring? You were giving out some prizes to those who were participating in this. Do you feel like there were...
We did pass out prizes. We did a random sweepstakes draw for the people that participated online. We had over 500 people participate in the challenge, which was really exciting. And a gal down in Texas, Tori K., I can't pronounce her last name, was the winner. And so she got a $150 prize pack with a medicine ball, weights, and books.
Oh, cool.
And
do we know if she was one of our listeners? How did you find her?
I had an independent company that ended up picking the sweepstakes winner, but I'm not sure how I could figure out. I could probably ask her.
Well, I mean, if it's somebody in Texas, I know people that are familiar with you are all around the country. I just hope it was one of our listeners because that would be even more cool. All right, so check out AndreaMetcalf.com and NakedFitness.com, FitStudio.com, all these ways to work on the New Year's resolution that most of you have, and that is to lose weight. Andrea, we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Hi, Andrea. You're welcome. So the new idea, the big new idea in weight loss, if you don't want to do what Andrea is suggesting, and there are a lot of people who, as Jennifer was saying, will watch somebody else do it, and therefore by osmosis will lose the weight. It doesn't quite work
that way. Jane Fonda is my proxy, Dougie.
if you have seen the unbelievable class of people that are in The Biggest Loser, man, you can understand why Jillian Michaels is going to be the villain here. A lot of people are trying to lose weight, as was suggested there by Andrea. And so what I'm happy to advise you to do, if you have gone into the new year, said you're going to lose weight, I'm going to help you, just as Andrea did. What Andrea is suggesting is a great idea. You can more or less up the ante by using Axia 30, A-X-I-A, Axia 30. It's a different weight loss program because you eat your normal foods, you exercise the way that you either have wanted to, ought to, or maybe have started. You take this to underscore the fact that you're committed to losing 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's what Axia 30 will help you do. There's an ingredient in it that clinical studies have shown will cause you to lose this weight. Antioxidants are in the formula, countless health and anti-aging benefits. By taking Axia 30, you'll be on top of your game, and you're not going to be all hyped up. It's not all full of things that are going to do crazy things to your body. You'll come back to being the weight you want to be. Axia 30, the new weight loss formula with ingredients that will work, guaranteed, or your money back. For men and for women, call 800-525-8345. That's 800-525-8345. Call it now.
Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst the berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at Office Max, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol of our tiny prices. Like when you buy a case of X9 paper for $43.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $43.98 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying one penny for a case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 12th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Song, never mind the phone.
All right.
Okay. So what is that? This is Stuck on You, right?
No, this is Big Hunk of Love.
All right. So Stuck on You. Why don't you play a bit of that and try to pay attention here, Michael, will you? Oh, or not. Okay, should I give up now?
Stuck on you. I'm going to find it.
There we go.
I'm going to run my finger through your long black hair. I squeeze you tighter than a grizzly bear.
Was the number one song during 1960. Another number one song that he had in 1960 was It's Now or Never, one of his great ballads.
Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall.
Okay, maybe I should just give up on this. All right, so it's 25 past the hour. Never mind, Michael, it's okay. The poll today at DougStephan.com, when was the last time you listened to a song by Elvis, A, today, B, sometime during the last week or so. C, I heard Blue Christmas last month. There are a couple of good Elvis Christmas songs that are very cool. So we think we heard all
Blue
those
Christmas
last time.
Blue Christmas is my personal favorite, I think.
I like, there are a couple of really good Christmas songs. Santa Claus is coming to town. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Santa Claus, yeah, it's a good one,
coming
too.
Coming to town, yeah.
We're the only people left still doing Christmas music, by the way.
Yeah. Okay, we like to stretch out a good
time. I like it, too.
I can't. There has to be. Someday, somebody's going to start on all Christmas radio stations. Like, that all comedy.
Just all the time. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, all Christmas all the time. Well, there are literally thousands and thousands and thousands of Christmas songs. And if you go to soundsofchristmas.com, you will find that's up all the time. It's very cool. There's a radio station. I think you could do that with a radio station as well. Anyway. So you can check out our poll, as usual, there for your offing. Thousands of people go in there every day. Let us know what they're thinking, and you can do it at DougStephan.com. Yesterday's poll, how are you doing in your New Year's resolutions? 41% of you said you didn't make any. I think probably it all stops there. How about we do a 2020 news quiz question at 888-302-3684. You can reach us, 888-302-DOUG. The state of, and you fill in the blank, is the first state in the nation to be completely represented by women? That is, the governor,
great question.
All the members of the congressional delegation, and both senators are all women.
Really?
What state is it? As of the election last November, this is the first and only time a state has been completely represented by women. The congressmen, congresswomen, the senators, and the governor, all women. What state are we talking about? 888-302-DUG. 888-302-3684. Swell prize is our $150 collection of Pure Attitude lotions and creams and swell stuff like that. So you can get that if you're the first one in that can figure out what state in our union is the first one to have all women representing them in Congress, in the Senate, and in the governor's house. 888-302-3684.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 33.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Turning in its place because you've made it turn in its place. That's a wonderful thing about you and your life. You are an important person. Even though you may not be Elvis, you may not be Jennifer, you may not be Roberta, you can be thankful for that. You are who you are. You are someone who is a value. I'm sort of thinking back about, there's a poem that got set to music and became a very popular record in the 70s about you and who you are. I wish I could remember the essence of it. I have to look it up once I remember it. But it's a, kind of a cool thing to think about how you affect other people. And not to the point where you become the center of your own world, because that's, even though you are, it's horrible. The people that you know that you like the least are the ones who have the most ego. Don't you find that to be the case, Roberta?
Absolutely.
People that are egotistical, full of themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, God, what a horror. It's just terrible to be around them. And we all know people like that. And so the best thing to do...
I am never full of myself. Never do that.
Don't believe it. Ask me. Just ask me. Just ask me. I think that a lot of that comes into play when you're married. How can you be all focused on yourself in a marriage or in a good relationship? How can a relationship thrive or even survive without being able to understand the value of both of the people? Why would you get into it? I was listening to Dave Ramsey. Jennifer is teasing me because this week as I drive across the country, I am listening to a lot of radio, music radio, talk radio, if I can find some good stuff. And I was listening to Clark Howard yesterday, who I always have liked. I listened to Ramsey for a while as well, and he was talking to this woman who'd been living with a guy for 10 years. And she was thinking about getting married to him, and he was thinking also about marrying her, but he said, listen to this story. Before I marry you, you have to give me all your money.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So Ramsey says, well, you may not be ready to marry this guy yet. And I'm thinking to myself, what kind of a fool, how totally clueless do you have to be when some guy that you've been with for 10 years says, in order for us to get married, sweetheart, you got to give me all your money.
Right.
And so then Ramsey went on to, he was really, I was quite surprised actually, as the idea unfolded, as the conversation went on, he said, well, sooner or later you're going to have to put all of your money, if you're going to have a good, true marriage, you got to put all your money, the wife's money and the husband's money, into the same pot. And I thought to myself,
no.
Let's think about that in terms of maybe the first time around, if you're starting life together, But for people who are mature and they have their own lives, as Roberta's just suggesting, after just selling a valuable piece of New York real estate.
No, when I got married, and I got married in 1979, I did not change my name. No. And I retained all of my personal bank accounts.
Which you should.
And I have retained personal bank accounts up to this day.
So I've never asked you this.
And every woman should do that.
Does it bother you that you don't have the same last name as your children?
Not at all, because my children's legal middle name is my last name.
Okay.
Yeah.
So and I'll tell you, you need to do that if a woman is going to retain her maiden name, because if you travel with your children overseas, your name had better be on their passport as well. Otherwise, you will get detained in foreign countries because they're thinking that you might be abducting the child if the last names are different.
Same name. Yeah. Right.
So the middle name is my legal last name.
But so I thought it was the conversation Ramsey was having didn't seem to jive with what you would think. But he comes at stuff from a sort of religious point of view, and that is there are certain tenets in certain religions that suggest you're supposed to do all of that in order to be successful. I was thinking about what my daughter has done with her husband. She, like you, Roberta, did not change her name. She kept her name, Stefan. She's known because of her degree as Dr. Stefan. And
absolutely.
She liked the way that sounded. You can't be Dr. somebody else if, you know, she marries and carries his name. You can't be Dr. in this case, Fisher. So she's kept her name. But she also has kept all of her own bank accounts.
Absolutely.
And it isn't about trust. It's not about any of those things. That's the way she was brought up. That's what I said. I told her that from the very beginning, and it was not about trust. It just is what is practical in this day and age. And I didn't ever say to her, just in case something happens, but the way things operate now, you need to have your independence. You need to have your own security. You need to have your own stuff. So in philosophy, I guess what's yours is yours, what's mine is mine, and what's ours is ours.
And what's his is ours.
Right. Yeah, you each keep separate bank accounts, but then you have a joint account that you both contribute to that you use for household.
Well, they use it
What if you don't have a job, though? What if you choose to stay home with your kids? Then what? From an older-fashioned point of view.
Well, it's still good to have your own account.
I think you have to weigh each individual circumstance. It may be different. Maybe people are not comfortable. I'm just telling you what I taught her to do, and she did it. So that now when they pay their rent, she pays half of the check from her account, and he pays half of the check from his account. And the same is true for most other expenses. She pays the payment for her car. He pays the payment for his car. Insurance, they split. Do them write a check. When it comes to travel, they have a fund. And they pay for that sort of thing together. But when they go out, that kind of, they do have some stuff together. But I just think that it's important for you to keep your identity. I think a lot of times both women and men can get lost in the identity of their partner. And I don't think that that's fair to either one of them. And it's certainly not good for a long-standing relationship. I don't think it's good for a long-standing relationship anyway. So what I was getting at is thinking about that, the financial stuff, and other things as part of compromise. One of the other things that doesn't often survive in marriages or good, long, strong relationships are differences in political points of view. There are always exceptions to that. But I think if you don't have a political point of view that is moderately close, unless politics are not important to you. If politics are not important to you, then it doesn't make any difference. If politics are important to you and you have a wildly different point of view than your husband or your wife or your spouse, then I think you're just asking for it. The people always say, well, what about Matlin and Carville? That's showtime, folks. That's showbiz. Matlin may
sometimes
hang around with all
of people
the
are turned on by that fiery debate, though, don't you
it
think?
It could be. Yeah, it could be exciting, or it could be showbiz.
That'd be annoying to me.
I think it's showbiz, frankly. But the thing that I guess I'm getting at is, how do you have it your way? And your way is the collective, or our way, not my way, not the other person's way. For some, and I think oftentimes it's men, but more and more women, if they win, they are the stronger of the two. So if you give away your power to your partner on something, it's seen as weakness. Instead of what is strongest is compromising on things. You don't compromise on core values or ethics, that kind of stuff. You can't be married or have a successful relationship if you have really strong differences in your core value or your ethics, whatever they are. I'm just saying that you have, I think it's, you're just cruising for a bruising if you don't have some kind of core value and strength. But with other things, you have to meet halfway. And I think there are some things, for example, focus on how many times you make another person feel good in your life or your career by meeting them halfway on some issue. Think about the reaction you get because you have given in a little bit. Not, to, again, the strong core values, but when you, I mean, so many people argue, and I guess the political reality is what's getting me to think about this too. Not only marriages, I mean, so many people argue about such stupid stuff. It's crazy to argue. And so why would you, I think you need to test this stuff before you get married, or go into a long-term thing. Washington is broken, and our society is broken because we don't make good choices and we don't know how to compromise. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to have a good, strong, successful relationship, I think you need to understand compromise. You need to understand what's important to your partner. And if you have those varying and strong differences on core things, you're not well suited for each other. You're really not. I don't think you are anyway. And it comes from making love, to what you do with your money, to what your politics are, to what you want to do with your time. All of those things are very important. Okay, so we went off. By the way, I had promised Howie Mandel, but I remember when I said it was it ought to be Thursday, and I think we had a mistake. It was Tuesday, but it's actually going to be Thursday. So if you want to look forward to that, help yourself. Meanwhile, I didn't get an answer yet, although I think I still have people there. I can't see the phones. Do we have, where are we with callers? All right, so we have, the question is, what state is the first state in the nation to be represented completely by women? That is, all the Congress people are women. Two senators are women, and the governor is a woman. Taj calling us on Good Day. Hi, Taj. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you.
Is it too late to say Happy New Year? Are we done with that now? I suppose maybe we're done.
No, you can still say it. Absolutely.
What state do you think I'm talking about, Taj?
My first initial reaction is state of anarchy.
I love it.
Cute.
I try to have to guess something small on the East Coast, like Rhode Island.
Rhode Island is a pretty good guess. Hmm. You're in the right direction, but not the right state. Thanks for the call. Isaac, you're next on Good Day. What do you think?
I was thinking New Mexico.
New Mexico, not close enough. Mike, what do you think? What state is the first one to have women representing them in every office?
It's a two-part answer. Part one is New Hampshire.
And part two is?
Confusion.
You guys are so mean to girls, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, come on. That's silly. Actually, you know what? In my opinion, it's better to have women because men make, look at what a mess things are, and mostly the decision makers to this point have been men. So I think those of you who think that men are better at this than women, I think you're kidding yourself. And it'll be interesting to see how this works out. They're both Republicans. The two senators, I think there's one Democrat and one Republican, in Congress, I think they're all Republicans but one, and I think the governor is a Democrat, but I'm not sure. Anyway, I think it's kind of a cool thing. I think it would be nice if there are more women, because I think eventually with more women in positions like this, things get sorted out a little bit better, because instinctively, I think the problem with a few women who are in situations like this, they tend to, and I don't want anybody to throw rocks at me, but they tend to get around men, and they start thinking like men, and that's not what the strength is. Women need to think. And people say, well, what does that mean, Doug? What does it mean to think like a woman? It means to be sensible, to be kind, to be thoughtful. I don't know, come up with other. Why do you think, Roberta and Jennifer, it would be better to have more women, if not mostly women, running the country? What are the words that I'm missing? Why is it
we're smarter.
That women. Well,
because we don't have high levels of testosterone.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so we don't feel compelled to constantly.
Some of us. I don't know. Pelosi has a lot of testosterone.
Yes. No, well, we don't feel compelled to constantly be one up on someone. You know, to be better than the other guy. You know, to excel over him and to take his women in his house and to kill his children. You know, it's
great.
That's men. That's their instinctive ways of doing things. And you know, women are more nurturing. You know, we have to take care of children. We have to take care of parents. We have to to run a household. Women are also much better at
multitasking
than moms.
For sure.
Absolutely. Right. If you ever see the program Defending the Caveman, it's hilarious because it's good. Men are hunter-gatherers, yes. Blinders, go after that gazelle. Women are gatherers. We get the berries and the sticks and the twigs and the greens and the earth.
Perfect.
And I think that's why.
I think there's a lot to what you're saying. That's
the world would be a lot better if it was run by women. That's for sure.
I don't disagree. Laws don't try to be like men. 14 before the hour on Good Day.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Birch to berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La la la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
All right, so on the Doug Good Day program, Jennifer and Doug, Richie's off on his way to the Consumer Electronics Show, CES. Jennifer will be there tomorrow. So before you go, Jennifer, I want you, if you will, please, to help Roberta understand what all this foolishness is on Justin Bieber. People are talking about him smoking pot. He's Canadian. It's legal up there, blah, 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 blah.
Everybody has lost their mind. Here's the story. Okay, so last week, a paparazzi thought they saw Justin Bieber in his car smoking a joint.
Just the guy that run over and got killed?
Yeah. Now, I don't know exactly what came of this, but the guy got run over and he got killed. And the report
is
that Justin... Well, no, the report is that Justin Bieber wasn't even in the car, that it was Justin Bieber's friend, some little rapper guy. Mm-hmm. Next day, Justin Bieber and this little rapper guy who was involved with this whole deal are seen on Twitter. They're posting pictures on Twitter smoking marijuana with lots of paraphernalia around. So now all these kids on Twitter have said they're going to start cutting themselves every day and posting pictures of their bleeding arms until Justin Bieber stops smoking pot.
And you argue with me about me calling him a little worm?
No, I think it's all sad. I think everybody's dumb.
Food storage? Check.
Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Gonna leave me wasting away the streets of Philadelphia.
Roberta always is thankful when we have something from the boss, and this is from the movie Philadelphia, which was tops at the box office during this week in 1994. The Streets of Philadelphia by Bruce Springsteen. Get us started with movie music, movie moments. Chuck Curry is here with some movie news. We also have a contest. Let's get to that. This contest actually features the audio from the number one movie during this week in 1996. One of the, I don't know if sweet's the right word for this, but one of the nicest movies. This is really something that was a feather in the cap of the star and the people that produced it. At least that's the way I looked at it when I went to see it. Let's see if you remember what you think about this movie. We have three excerpts. The audio is available. Then you'll call us at 888-302-3684. I hope you're getting used to our new number here. The call-in line for Doug's Good Day is 888-302-DOUG. And here is the first in the three in the series of audio clips from this movie.
I got dragged into this gig kicking and screaming, and now it's the only thing I want to do.
All right, Chucker, that ring a bell?
Not a clue.
All right, next clue, Chucker. Michael.
You know, the big problem here is that you people are willing to create a generation of children who will not have the ability to think.
He had a couple of these kinds of movies. You know his voice, though, right? You know who it is.
Great. I know the movie.
Yeah, isn't it a good movie? Did you like it?
It's a very good movie. It might be his last really good starring role, actually.
Yeah. Do you ladies both know what this movie is?
I don't.
Yeah.
I'm kind of stumped. It sounds a little familiar.
All right, let's get the last clue on here, Michael.
I am teaching music, and that I will use anything from Beethoven to Billie Holiday.
All right, so you know, if you know it, you know it after that. 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-3684. We'll have the answer from one of you in a moment. Chucker's Movie News also right after this on Good Day.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number. It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to. You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol of our tiny prices. Like when you buy a case of X9 paper for $43.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $43.98 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying one penny for a case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 12th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
888-302-3684 to answer the movie quiz. Meanwhile, Chucker, what do we have in the movie news department?
All right, Doug. Frank Darabont, the writer and director of The Shawshank Redemption and The Green Mile, hired by Warner Brothers, the Legendary Pictures, to do a rewrite on their script for their new Godzilla movie, which starts shooting this year. They already have a release date, May 16, 2014, and it'll be released in of course, 3D. Does the world really need another Godzilla movie? Other casting news, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
That question coming from you.
From you, I know.
that says something. Huh?
I guess I'm getting older. I guess I'm getting older. Joseph Gordon-Levitt signing on the star in Robert Rodriguez's Sin City 2. I wasn't a big fan of the original, but a lot of people are. And according to reports, Brad Pitt circling the title role in Warner Brothers' biblical epic, Pontius Pilate. He would play the biblical character of Pontius Pilate, who orders the death of Christ, which will be a big film if this materializes. Pitt also has a big zombie movie coming out this summer, Doug, titled War War Z, the most expensive zombie movie ever made, $150 million budget. I know you're looking forward to that one.
What?
I know I am.
What kind of craziness is that?
What's that?
A $150 million zombie movie?
Yeah. Actually, the original budget was about 80, but they went over budget, did a ton of reshoots. He had a massive problem with the director, and they wound up spending about $150 million on it. So,
a lot of money
for a zombie movie. The director of Quantum of Solace, Forrester, directed the film, but he had a big blowout with him, and they reportedly don't speak.
So. You know, zombies don't work cheap, Dougie.
No, they don't. They don't.
Well, is it like zombies are like the Twilight?
You tell them they're working for cheap.
No, it's sort of like, if you watch the trailer, it feels a lot like I Am Legend with Will Smith.
All right.
A lot of CGI work. The trailer's good.
Tim, what's the answer to our question? Hello, Tim.
Richard Dreyfuss, and it's Mr. Something's Opus.
Oh, you're so close. It's a country.
Lori. Where'd Lori go? Hello, Lori.
Hello.
Yeah, what's the name of the movie?
Mr. Holland's Opus.
That's it. You get the prize. It actually is Mr. Holland's Opus, number one movie during this week in 1996. Thank you. Hold on, Lori, a second. Thanks for your participation.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
It's at Exergen.com.